And thank you, Hunter. Yeah. I'm Frank Yin, a cropping systems research specialist at UT. And first, I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors. Gui Shouzhou is a visiting scientist from China, and Don Taylor is the soil management specialist at UT. I'm going to go through very quickly about the comparison of three methods for the assessment of large nutrition and plant growth and for the prediction of cotton yield. This figure shows the nitrogen cycle. You can see there are lots of nitrogen inputs, various nitrogen outputs, and many transforming processes in the soil. So we can see nitrogen probably is the most difficult nutrient to manage. And ammonia nitrate is the major nitrogen fertilizer we have been using in Tennessee for decades. And this figure shows the price change of ammonia nitrate for the past half century. You can see during the past about 10 years, the increase was so huge. So from an economic perspective, when the nitrogen fertilizer price is higher, there is a greater need to manage nitrogen more efficiently. And nitrogen application is also highly related to the environment. Here you can see the Mexico Gulf hypoxia is caused by too much nitrogen in the water. And it was related to, at least partially related to the nitrogen loss applied to agricultural production. And at the same time, you can say the ozone in the atmosphere has been depleted very quickly. And that was caused by too much nitrous nitrogen in the air, and which is also related to the nitrogen loss from crop production. So from both economic and environmental perspective, one needs to manage nitrogen more efficiently. And there are different methods we can use to monitor nitrogen nutrition status during the season, and then we can make nitrogen management practices based on that monitoring. So the conventional plant tissue testing is very simple. We only need to go to the field, test the sample, then process the sample, ship it, and the lab will do the work. However, it is time consuming. Particularly during the season, you know, lots of people send the samples to the laboratories. So it takes, you know, 2 to 3, maybe even more than that, for the producer to get the results back. And that maybe, you know, it takes too much time, and the farmer cannot do some management practices on time. So we need some quicker method to determine the nitrogen nutrition status. So one is paid-yourself nitrate testing. And this one, you know, this one uses the fresh sap from the patio. So we don't need to do the grinding, we don't need to do the drying, so it's faster. Particularly, you know, when we have the cutting meters like this, we can do the test very, very quickly. However, this method has some limitations. You can say sometimes the calibration is not very good. And we need to do the calibration very frequently, such as 15, 20 samples. Then we need to recalibrate it again. So, and the other one is, this method is highly sensitive to the environmental conditions. So another method for monitoring nitrogen nutrition in the plant is SPAD, soil plant analysis development. And this method is based on the radiation absorbance in the red and infrared regions. And it only uses a very small area of a leaf blade to do the measurement. So it's very quick and it is non-destructive. Another one is NDVI, based on optical sensing. And this one is also based on the radiation reflection from red and near infrared. So this one is similar to SPAD readings. However, this one takes the readings from the whole canopy. You can see like this one, the sensor. Not from a single leaf blade, but from the whole canopy. So to me, this makes the difference between NDVI and spectrometer. So when you take the spectrometer reading, probably the influence from the leaf is the leaf color, leaf thickness, leaf moisture. But for NDVI, in addition to those properties, probably the leaf angle, leaf area, and so the leaf arrangement in the canopy. So there are much more factors affecting the NDVI reading compared to spectrometer readings. And for sure this one is very quick and non-destructive. And this one also can be used to take a high resolution and large scale measurement. You can say to create a digital map for the entire field, to elaborate nitrogen applications for the entire field or even the farm. But spectrometer and PDSAP testing are not able to do those high resolution, large scale measurement. At least at this moment, they are not able to do those things. So because the information about the comparison of these three methods was limited, so our objective was to compare the three parameters in three aspects, nitrogen nutrition, estimation, and plant growth assessment, and yield prediction. We did this study in 2013 based on a long-term study which was initiated in 1981. So by 2013, it had been conducted for over 30 years at Jackson in Tennessee. Basically, we used the four nitrogen rates. They are 30, 60, 90 pounds per acre, interacted with two cover crop treatments, no cover is the control, plus heavy ridge. So it was a split plot design with four replicates. And sampling and measurements, we took a soil sample from each plot for three times, at early square, mid-bloom, and late-bloom. And the same, we did the plant biomass sampling for three times at the same growth stages. For NDVI, spectrometer, PDSAP nitrate, we did four times, from early square to late bloom, and at the same growth stages, we measured the nitrogen concentration in leaf blade, and for sure we did the yields at harvest. Here are the responses of the three parameters for nitrogen rates. You can see averaged over the cover crop and growth stage All the three parameters responded significantly to the foraging rates. However, when we look at the details of the results, we can see the differences. You can see when the foraging rate was increased from 0 to 90, the increase in NDVI was from 0.73 to 0.78. So the increase was only about 7%. For SPAD, you can see the reading increased from about 39 to 45, so about 15%. And for nitrate in the sap, you can see increased by 260%. And the same from no cover to heavy rich, the increases in NDVI and SPAD were much smaller than the increase in paddy sap nitrate. So our results strongly suggest both NDVI and SPAD meter readings are much less sensitive to foraging applications, and the paddy sap nitrate has much higher sensitivity to the foraging rates. So the variations of the three parameters in different growth stages during the season, you can see the same trends, both NDVI and SPAD meter responded significantly. However, their variations were much lower compared to the variations in the paddy sap nitrate. And the response of the three parameters to the intonation of ang rate by cover crop. Here you can see under no cover, all the three parameters had significant responses to the foraging rates. However, under heavy rich, you can see NDVI did not respond significantly to the foraging rates, and the other two did have good responses to the foraging rates. And the same you can see here, the nitrate foraging in the paddy sap had the largest response with each increment in the foraging rate. You can see from here, from 0 to 30, 30 to 60, 60 even to 90. So each of the increment of foraging resulted in a significant and large increase in nitrate in the paddy. Correlations between the three parameters for the four growth stages. Basically, you can say the correlations between SPAD and nitrate was stronger than the others. And the same, the correlation between NDVI and SPAD seems to be stronger than the correlation between NDVI and nitrate. So our results suggest probably SPAD meter readings and the nitrate in the paddy sap have more in common. So that's why they correlate together better than the other correlations. So regressions of leaf foraging concentration with paddy sap nitrate, here you can see all the regressions were statistically significant. However, when you note the old square, NDVI had the strongest regression with leaf foraging. At the other three growth stages, from early bloom to late bloom, SPAD meter readings had the strongest correlation with linked yield. So all results suggest from early bloom to late bloom, spedometer probably is a better parameter for the monitoring of leaf life, of plant nitrogen concentration or nutrition in the plant. Biomass in regression with the three parameters. Plant biomass is a very good indicator of plant growth. Here you can see for all the three growth stages, sped had the highest regression with biomass. So the results suggest probably spedometer is also a better parameter for the estimation of cutting growth. Regression of yields with the three parameters, you can say at early swell and NDVI had the highest regression with yields. At the other three growth stages, the spectrometer readings regressed better with the yields. So here is the summary, NDVI and spectrometer reading responded less sensitively to the nitrogen rates and very less with the growth stage than PTSAP nitrate. And PTSAP nitrate is more appropriate at early swell, but sped is more suitable during early bloom to late bloom for the assessment of nitrogen nutrition in the plant. And spedometer is a better parameter than NDVI and PTSAP nitrate for the estimating of cutting growth. And also spedometer is better during the early bloom to late bloom for cutting yield prediction. So another 2 points I'd like to make at the very end. The relationships of leaf lysine, plant biomass, and cutting yield with spedometer readings with the NDVI or with PTSAP nitrate. All those relationships can be weakened by any factor that can reduce all those parameters, reduces their responses to lysine rates, such as soil fertility and the productivity potential of the field, and weather stress and pest attacks, you know, many diseases. So all those things can affect the relationships. And the last one is attention is needed to differentiate low NDVI sped and PTSAP nitrate values that are caused by stresses other than nitrogen deficiency. If those parameters are used to estimate nitrogen nutrition status in the plant. And with that, yeah, I'd like to answer any questions. Okay, thank you so much for being here. Thanks.